After DOD and the Department of Veterans Affairs abandoned their multi-year effort to build a single shared electronic health record system, DOD decided the next best way to solve the data sharing problem between the two departments was to buy a commercial health IT system that adhered to the data standards the nation's private healthcare providers are already evolving toward. That course change happened 1 year ago, and DOD's been busily preparing requests for information and draft requests for proposals ever since. It expects to issue a final RFP by the end of September, and will likely issue a 10-year contract worth several billion dollars by the third quarter of next year. Throughout that process, nothing has changed the Pentagon's view that it needs to stick as closely as possible to a commercial off-the-shelf solution if it wants to get the EHR project done right, according to Chris Miller, the program executive officer for the Defense Healthcare Management System.
And if you go do research in the acquisition world, you'll see where these major business systems or IT systems, where they usually get in troubles when they go try to take a commercial tool and make it work, many different ways and try to do it and change how it's built. So we're eyes wide open, and I would tell you that's also a very clear message from the commercial sector is that, you know, if you really want this to be successful, and you want to make this thing really have agility and be responsive, you've got to minimize those kinds of things.
Miller says DOD has two main principles for its adoption of a commercial EHR. First, while it's just fine to configure the system within the parameters the developers designed, demands to customize the software so that it matches up with the way military healthcare facilities do business right now should be few and far between. The second principle is closely related. DOD says it wants to use the new EHR system to standardize the way the military services conduct their business and clinical operations around the world, and not the other way around.
We are not going to tailor and customize this for every single location or service. And so we are trying to minimize and really emphasize that we want to work through how you can use the tool before you customize the tool. Because, you know, if you want to be agile and you want to be responsive and these kind of off the shelf, you have to minimize how much customization there is.
The Pentagon estimates the new EHR system will cost $11 billion over its roughly 15-year life cycle. Under the current acquisition strategy, the contract award it expects to make next year will last for up to 10 of those years. Miller says that long performance period is justified because of the complexity of the tasks the winning team will have to perform, which will take several years to fully implement across the entire DOD healthcare system.
We want to build a contract structure that incentivizes an industry partner to really do the right thing, right? I want to make sure that they see our commitment, and they also see that there's incentives in the backside to really make them perform the way we want. And one way we get about that is by making sure that they don't feel like they're going to have to worry about doing a job, you know, every other year. So we've spent some time working through the period of the contract. And the other factor you have to take in consideration is the length of the deployment. And so when I mentioned that we have over 1,000 different places, we would like to go quickly and modernize the DOD's military health system, but we recognize that there are going to be locations that are going to take longer to get to. So we want to make sure the contract covers the full deployment of the modernized system, as well as then have a couple years of incentives so that the industry partner can make the investments and do the things they need to do to make this program successful.
Success will mean that DOD delivers a health IT system that lets VA and DOD healthcare facilities freely exchange patient data and also moves the military's own aging systems into the 21st century. And before DOD can seriously think about trying to integrate a modern health record system into its day-to-day operations, the department has a lot of in-house work to complete. For years, it has layered on numerous ad hoc data translators and other workarounds so that military hospitals and VA can share at least some information. DOD says it'll be working furiously over the next year to bring some rationality to that patchwork of IT so that it conforms with the same data standards it's telling vendors to meet. Captain John Windham is the program manager for the EHR Modernization Program.
Understanding those interfaces and that information exchange process is paramount to us achieving, if you will, that computable, that real-time interoperability that we're looking for. Please understand, even as part of our prescribed migration strategy, if you will, within the framework of the RFP, access to the legacy data is still imperative. We can't just say we're no longer going to worry about the data that existed on the ALTA and CHCS platforms. We have to still access that data. So you see that called out within the RFP as an imperative effort.
The challenge is daunting enough that DOD created a new office just to untangle its own health IT systems. The Defense Medical Information Exchange is now in charge of most systems that move patient data from one facility to another. Craig Schaefer inherited those systems when he became the first program manager for DMICS. He says the picture is not pretty.
Being in the IT field, I've gone to network operation centers, looked at a screen, and I could see a real-time picture of the capabilities. Were they up? Were they down? How was the traffic flowing or whatever? Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have that with all of that capability. We've been working very hard on it. I could tell you within the last 3 months, we've taken steps from Fred Flintstone to Mobiles to VWs right now. And I'm hoping to get to a good Chevy by the end of the year. That's an important capability because some of the things, I was getting email from folks that were telling me that systems that were under my purview had been down for 2 weeks without being able to know that. That's unsatisfactory. We're fixing that.
The DMICS office is also charged with aggregating all of DOD's existing healthcare data sources into a single standards-compliant spigot by next year. After consulting with industry, the department came to the conclusion that it would be close to impossible for an outside vendor to implement a commercial EHR until DOD cleaned up its existing systems.
There are instances of the things that I have right now where DOD clinicians request data from a DOD system that goes to a VA system that goes back to the DOD system to draw DOD data. Those things were all done by very well-intended folks to serve a mission at the time. But that's not the environment we want you to come into. Many of the capabilities that we're talking about, especially when we get to the adapters, the capacity necessary to hold up under the amount of data requests that are going to come and the capacity when we really want to fully deploy these capabilities just simply isn't there.
Once DOD does award a contract, it will be in place for the next decade. But department officials say they will retain flexibility and decision-making authority over how the EHR will evolve, including the ability to add or modify different elements when it makes sense. Again, Chris Miller.
And the joke I usually tell people is we don't want to pick beta and the beta VHS war. We want to make sure that we're riding the right kind of system that will evolve because the commercial health IT market is a very robust and growing market, and our strategy is to figure out how to leverage that so that our clinicians and our folks can really take advantage and really make their lives better. And then also from a service member perspective and our veterans, you know, one of the things we're also working to address is improved access to people's health records. If you think about what's going on in the commercial space, you know, you've got Google and Apple and Fitbits, a whole lot of things are happening in that space where more and more information is becoming personalized, and so one of the things that we're really trying to make sure is that our members get access to that and they can really see what's going on with their health record.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.